We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Fat, the big sporting event in Japan is over. But we are going to speak to two of the stars of the game.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. After the break, we'll speak to swimmer Kyle Chalmers. And, Jim, we'll also chat to Boomer's bronze medalist, Chris Golding. And guess what? He'll have something with him, Jim. It'll be big and it'll be bronze.
Oh, I like it.
Bronze.
I'm also bringing back a segment called What the Hell? And we get an idiot song.
Plus, Jim, I'll finish off with a very, very good joke.
But as we said, next we speak to a man with six Olympic medals, swimmer Kyle Chalmers.
Our next guest put the world on notice by winning the 100 metres freestyle in Rio.
Chalmers is swimming well. The 18-year-old is going 18. To get them. He's got them all.
In Tokyo, he almost went back-to-back, taking silver by 0.06 of a second. He now has six Olympic medals and will still only be 26 years old for the Paris Olympics. Please welcome Kyle Chalmers.
Oh, love it, Bill. Yep. It was a fingernail. Otherwise, he was back-to-back, but he's still magnificent. Yep. Kyle Chalmers, welcome to you.
Hey, thanks for having me. That's a serious build-up right there.
I like it, mate. You're absolutely superb. Tell me, when you hit the wall, did you think you'd had it? What was going through your head right at that point?
Yeah, well, for me, in the semi-final, I probably went a little bit too easy because I knew I had the 4x200 freestyle relay that night. So it was a dirty double for me that night. So I kind of got through the round into the final and probably cost myself because I went into an outside lane and wasn't able to breathe in and look at where Caleb was in the race. So for me, I actually did touch the wall and thought that I'd be touching pretty close to first, but yeah, just not close enough.
Mm. And it was a fast pool, was it, Carl?
Yeah, I guess every pool. I'm not a person that looks into that sort of stuff, to be honest.
Either
I think a pool's a pool, a racing suit's a racing suit. I don't really care, as long as you get the job done, really.
So 47.08, Jim. Mm. Then when you take off in the relay, you swim a 46.44. How does that all work?
Well, relays, you know, you jump in with a relay changeover, so you got no reaction time. And then I was lucky enough to be diving in sixth in the relay, so like sixth position, obviously, in the race. So I had a bit of wash, so I could kind of just ride the wave and surf on the way out, and it made it a whole lot easier. I wasn't swimming through clear water, which makes it, like I said, a bit easier. Ah.
And came storming, huh?
Oh, did he? What? Wow. Goodness.
Hey, mate, what about the performance of the Australian swimming team? We were, as a nation, in awe.
The girls were great.
Extraordinary. It was just every time you looked at the television, there was another gold medal.
I know. It was incredible. And every time I had the opportunity to race in a final session, there was a gold medal won before me. So it kind of motivated me and inspired me going into my race. But, you know, I think there's always a whole lot of pressure and expectation on the Australian swimming team. And we swam so well at trials 4 weeks before the Olympic Games. And I guess everyone was able to keep their calm and perform even better at the Olympic Games. And it was an honour to be a part of, but it's a serious step in the right direction. Obviously, Rio, we came away with three gold medals, and then, you know, there's multiple swimmers on this team that won three individual gold medal type thing this time around. So it's incredible.
It was. Hey, what was the village like? Were you allowed to mingle with other athletes, or is it just the Aussies?
Nah, completely different than Rio. So we had an apartment building, which we had some Oceania countries in there. We had Kenya, and then we had about 14 levels of Aussies. But you went to the food hall, had your food, you put your gloves on. We had Perspex around us, so we couldn't come into contact with anyone else. Kind of wiped everything down. And then you kind of sat around in your room for the rest of the time waiting to go to and from the pool. And because the biggest problem was if you either got COVID or you were a close contact with someone with COVID, you were out for the games and put into a Japanese hotel quarantine, which for me was a big enough reason to do the right thing and stay out of trouble for a couple of weeks.
I also read with great interest, and I'm quoting you here, the Tokyo experience has made me hungrier than ever, and I'm going to commit to swimming for the next 3 years and rip into Paris. So that is fantastic.
For sure. 3 years is nothing. Like, it's been 5 years since Rio and it's gone so quickly. So for me, you know, Com Games is next year and then I'll have a serious year of hard training and then the Olympics will be halfway through the third year. So it isn't all that far away. And like you said, I am hungrier than ever now to get up there and go one better in Paris. So got to be smart about it. I can't be hungry right now while I'm sitting in my hotel room. I've got to kind of build back into it and do it right. But if I can stay injury-free and just have a real clean run at it over the next 3 years, I know that I can do something pretty special. And, you know, I'm very, very close to that world record and very, very close to winning that gold medal again. So, yeah, I'm hungry and I'm motivated and ready to go again.
What about the footy? Every time your name comes up, there's a talk of you going to Port Adelaide or Geelong too, I read. That was interesting. So what about the footy, mate?
I've always been linked with the footy. Obviously, my old man played AFL footy and I grew up playing footy and it's something that I'm very passionate about and love. And, you know, you could ask me the same question if I wanted to play NBA basketball, would I do it? And I'd say yes. But the truth is I want to be a swimmer now and I would find it very hard from being top in the world in my sport, dropping down to being 46 on an AFL list and trying to get a kick in the twos, I reckon. One day I'll play some country footy back in probably Ardrossan with Sam Jacobs and it'll be good fun.
Ardrossan?
Yeah, he's down there at the Kangaroos. I reckon I'll go down there for a run around.
Good boy. They would love having you down there too. Don't worry about that for a second. Well, enjoy, if you can, the rest of what you're doing in quarantine and then get back to South Australia among your mates and your family. You've got an enormous amount to be proud of.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Well done, mate.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session, pouring out the gold from JB and Billy on Triple M.
We're talking what the hell here. The last time you were forced to say what the hell.
What the hell?
Now, we've got beautiful callers we're about to get to, but prior to that, Bill, we've also had some nice social media input into this one, and we're going to splice that through the calls, but right. I like our mate Craig Loki.
What did he say, Jim?
A few years back, I was watching a pre-season match out at Skinner Reserve.
Yeah, that's all right.
A plane flew over the oval and number 16 from Geelong stopped.
Come on, Loki, you fool's head.
And just stared up at the plane.
And the coach thought,
what the hell?
Well, he didn't actually think that, Jim. He said, choke on this.
Michael from Caulfield. Bill joins us.
Hello, Mickey boy. What the hell?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
When did you say, what the hell?
Well, I'm a teacher, and one day I was walking the corridors, and a couple of my kids were outside one of the classrooms, and I asked them what was going on, and one kid brought out from his jacket pocket a freshly bought steak from Coles.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
Raw,
like it was literally purchased from the meat department, and he's put it in his jacket, on the inside of his jacket.
Oh, no.
Because he was going to go home that night to cook it up. Now, boys, that's not the end of it.
Oh.
I've taken it off him, put it in our staff fridge, given it to him at the end of the day. Here's the thing. He missed the next 2 days of school because he cooked it up and got food poisoning.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
What the hell? Mick. I like that. Devon. Devon Shreve.
Yeah.
A fella riding his pushy on the Balti, right. Middle of the day.
On the Balti?
You're not allowed to have a pushy on the Balti.
That's dangerous.
It's going to bring what the hell out of you. Alison in Kilsyth, Bill.
Hello, Alison.
Hi.
How are you going?
Great.
What do you got for us? When's the last time you said what the hell there, Ali?
Oh, it wasn't just what the hell, but this morning. My son was driving on his L to work with me in the car.
Yeah.
And the car just nearly wiped us out, and my son's held his composure and almost mounted the curb, and we avoided the collision, and I was very proud.
Oh, what's your son's name?
His name is Max.
Maxie.
Oh, Maxie, oh, good Slapsy. On you. Yeah. Slapsy. Yes.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Max.
Stay there, Alison. Yeah. Like that. John Ree Emerson. How a game can be called off for lightning when I've got to get up in the morning.
Exactly. Well, this...
Oh, no.
No, we're out. This one's a good one. Tommy Lindsay.
Yes,
look at that one, Jimmy. Sent a photo. He got caught behind a ute, just a normal ute, right?
Yes.
And guess what was in the back? A Shetland pony in the back of the ute. Look at it, just tail out. Mate, that's unreal.
What the hell?
Jakey Patterson. What the hell's in Greg Blewett's water on the boundary line?
Oh, poor old.
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane T-Marts.
Clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
Ralph's in Geelong. Fat hello, Ralphie.
Ralph!
Yes!
What the hell?
No, that's what Ed used to say back in the day on the footy show days. Ralph!
Yes!
All right, Ralph, what happened?
I had a six-pack of reputable alternatives to beer, and one of them was bone dry and empty.
No.
Oh. He bought a six-pack?
And one of them's empty?
Yep. Oh, no.
You didn't go to the Cremorne?
No, it wasn't from the Cremorne. What? And I took it back and they replaced it one for one.
Well, that's good. Oh, that so they bloody Cremorne should, by the way. You wouldn't have got the replacement out of the Cremorne. Stay there, like that,
Jim,
Ralphie.
I like this one. Two blokes were punching on the middle of the West Gate. This happened 2 days ago. Two tradies got out, punched on in the middle of the West Gate. So there's a big lineup, of course, behind. Mm-hmm. A truckie come along, got out. He said, "You blokes, get in your car and get going. Stop the fight." And, yeah.
Well, that's
weird.
Matthew O'Brien, what the hell? Every year when Bill gets another contract on the rush.
What the hell?
Actually, I'm up soon, Jim.
Is it a Keed?
Keed?
In Watsonia, are we saying that right, Keed?
Yeah, nailed it. Well done, boys.
Beauty, mate. What the hell?
What the hell's with your name?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed-up name. I was just driving down Southern Road, and there's two lanes going either way, so four lanes in total, and all of a sudden I seen this motorbike, like, full kit up, like he was doing some Red Bull stunt. He split the lane, going the opposite way between me and the car next door.
What went between you?
Between us. He split it there. Before I knew what was going on, I just said literally, "What the hell?" And then realised what happened. Oh. It all happened that quick. I didn't know what was going on.
Going the other way.
For old Keys.
The other way.
You would legitimately crap yourself.
Actually, you're probably better you didn't know what was going on, because then if you did see him coming, you would have gone one way or the other.
Sammy Milnyard.
Exactly what happened, Bill.
See, I know Keith. No, I'm all like over all this.
How JB wasn't the face of the Olympics. What the hell? I can't. There's only so much lifting I can do.
The Rush Hour Sunday session. Back soon with more from JB and Billy.
Oh, and by the way, it's your round.
Our next guest is a three-time NBL champion.
Melbourne United are the NBL 21 champions.
And now he's an Olympic bronze medalist.
We think the Boomers might still be celebrating.
Please welcome CG4
or CG43,
Chris Golding.
I tell you what, if they're not still celebrating, I need to know why not. Because for the first time ever, Fat, the Australian Boomers are bronze medalists at the Olympics, and our man, front and centre, joins us now. We need to get you turned on, by the way. What are you?
Well, no, hey, on there now,
you, beautiful. Goldman, where do we find you, please?
How are we, boys? I am in hotel quarantine in Brisbane. Oh. And when I say hotel, I mean a hotel room. There's nothing more to it.
Oh, how many days in are we now?
This is day 3.
Oh, no. Another 11 to go. Jeez, Goldie. Hey, mate, last time I saw you had a Kubra hat on, you had your bronze medal in your mouth, and I'd reckon you'd had a couple of froths.
Absolutely. it was a celebration, Bill.
Good.
We had 10 minutes between finishing the game and getting on the podium to get our medals.
Ooh.
And the boys just took it on themselves to just shovel as many beers in as we could in that 10 minutes. I'm surprised someone didn't fall off the podium.
Well, it was a nuts journey. It started obviously years before, but when you got to Tokyo, I reckon the whole of Australia was riding the Boomers wave. Did you feel that there, or were you sort of cut off from it a bit?
No, we definitely felt it, as we always do in international competition. I think this one was more because there'd been build up. You know, we'd been fourth a couple of times. We'd beat the USA in pre-tournament games and we could feel it building. And, you know, you'd get messages from back home and everyone would say, "Hey, this is big news back here."
Mm.
But it probably hit us the most when, you know, we won the medal and everyone's looking at their phones and it's just pages and pages and pages of messages, more so than a championship or a big game or anything like that. So we felt the love from back home and, so happy that we could finally get a medal.
No, it was fantastic. And I tell you what, you were a very determined team and focused. Even Paddy Mills, you know, there was no bit of fun there early on. We just got to get to this game, get it done, win this one and move on. Very focused, CG.
Yeah, I mean, there's been years and years and years of sacrifice and work put into this. To put it into something you might understand, Bill, normally, you know, throughout the tournament, we got a couple of days between games. The boys might have a quiet beer to just settle down after a game, talk about it. There was not one drink had during the whole Olympics until the very back end. So 5 or so games, nothing like that. So the boys were focused and ready to roll and tried to make up for it afterwards.
Were you part of the village or did you have your own accom?
Yeah, we were in the village. We were looked after well. It was a really cool atmosphere. You know, when we came back with the medals, a heap of the remaining athletes came out from the apartment block and were blasting music and ready to celebrate with us. So being in the village was special. It was great.
Were you aware of what was going on in the other sports of the Olympics, like the female swimmers just completely shooting the lights out? Were you able to get across all that?
Skateboarding.
Yeah, we 100% were. And, you know, if there was a big swimming final or, you know, a big event that was on, people would gather downstairs in front of the big TVs, in front of the Australian building. We'd all try to socially distance, wear masks and cheer everyone on. So in that regard, the Olympics was very similar to Rio. You know, that Aussie spirit was there and a big team mentality. We just had to be careful with a few of the COVID things.
So Jess Fox, for instance, and her incredible bronze and then the gold, did she come back to where you were? Were you able to get around those sort of stories?
Yeah, absolutely. And when medalists came back to the village, the people that weren't out competing or training or resting and sleeping for their events, they'd come downstairs and welcome them home. So quite often the boys would be having a nap and you'd just hear a tremendous roar and you'd know that someone's either won a medal or one of the medalists has come back to the village and was starting to celebrate.
Hey, Goldie, it's not possible for us to be more proud of you because you're our mate, but also the team and what you achieved, it was just completely insane. Enjoy every bit of that and hopefully we get you out of quarantine and down here to have a beer with us.
Yep.
Sounds good, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, send him off in style.
Good on you, mate. There it is.
There it is.
You don't have a beer. Let's go.
It does make you proud when you know someone.
Oh, of course it does.
Like you tell people, I know him.
Goldie's our man.
Yeah, he's our man. Exactly. Great man.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Loved it.
At Triple M, we recommend you Sunday Session responsibly, or you'll end up like Billy.
And it was
the Rush Hour Sunday Session on Triple M. I feel
good! So, idiot song. And I like every time Maddie puts one of these together, I love it.
So do I.
Because he combines great songs with great content provided by you.
Content Brownless.
Here we go. Old Content Brownless.
Overnight, we've won. Well, we haven't won the gold yet, but we have won the gold. Depends when you're listening, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, what sort of a start?
Well, it's a hard one, Jim. Most peculiar, Mama.
Thanks.
I got asthma. Put a gun
against his head. The Gatton gun.
The what gun?
Dead as a dono. Mama, or even a dodo.
Oh,
dead.
A dono.
Great to be you, Rep.
I could sing.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I
could. You couldn't do that. And then, of course.
La, 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 la.
See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista.
Oui, oui.
That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something. That's got nothing to do with bloody Paris. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Hallelujah! Galileo! Hallelujah!
Whatever it is.
Da, 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 da. Bunny rabbits on the top look nice. Had a beautiful, comfy couch.
He called it a chouch.
You know what came to my head when I was listening to that?
What about that sentence?
When I was listening to that, Jim. Aurinculous.
Have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
No, don't get rabbits.
Rabbits,
get
say it.
Another go, please.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
I can't say.
Maddie, I see what he's trying to do.
You know the funniest thing about it, Rabs? People ask me all the time about the idiot songs, the idiot file and all the stuff. And I honestly say I have no recollection of 90% of what Bill said.
Jim.
So when I hear them again, I can't even remember you saying that.
I can't remember.
But that's how bad your broadcasting is.
No.
It's so consistently bad that I don't remember when you stuff it up.
No, I think I'm so consistent with it that
it's
good.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. No, it's
you're
good.
So consistently crap.
Well, I'm not up or down.
No, you're down permanently.
I'm consistent, Jim.
That Dodo thing was from 7 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It could have been yesterday.
I was going to say donut and Dodo.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, donuts were rare back then. Very rare indeed, Jim.
Very, very.
They're like... not rare. They're very far from rare.
That's your owl, Jim.
What? Yeah.
Is that owl still around?
The Sandringham.
Oh.
The rare one down there. No, because we've moved from that place. Oh. It will be, though.
It's still there.
It'll still be there. Oh, my God.
Anyway, you've got to laugh
what's
and have
wrong
fun,
with him?
Jim. Hey?
What's wrong with him?
Me?
Mm.
Chromosomes. One short or something. I think I got dropped when I was born.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what
I think he's dropped it.
Hey, I did. This old man was at second slip and it went through the gully, Jim.
The Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy on tap.
Yes, please.
Triple M.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, Pat.
Yes.
Get it right.
Tony Barber, I am, Jim, of
are
the
you?
Quizzes.
Are you?
We've got two quizzes going, and we'll
Tony
get it right.
Tony Barber of
Tony
the quizzes.
Barber of the quizzes.
That's right.
Two contestants, Jim. As usual, we'll have five questions. Whoever gets the most out of five wins.
Right.
Here we go. Our first contestant.
Who have we got?
Well, his name's Adrian. He's from Ashwood, Jimmy boy.
Yo, Adrian!
G'day, Adrian.
G'day, Billy.
Wouldn't have heard that before, would you?
All the time, mate.
Yo, Adrian!
And you're barrack for the Pies.
Yes, I sure do.
Who should coach the Pies next year? Adrian?
Definitely Clarko, for sure.
Ooh, be good for him.
Would be.
Big club, big coach.
All right, and we go to Ocean Grove. Nice down there at the minute. Okay, Scotty.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Good, mate. What are you doing at the minute down there?
Mate, I'm a concreter, unfortunately.
Well, that's all right. You've got still got a bit of work on, haven't you?
We got plenty of work on, mate, that's for sure.
What's his name? He bought the pub down there, the concreter?
Oh, Faz.
Faz?
Yeah, he's a big concreter, isn't he? Do you know Faz?
Yeah, I do.
Sure do. Whoa, you have a chuckle about Faz. Oh, I like it.
Fezzalinko, and you back for the cat, Scotty?
I do, mate. I'm probably as one-eyed as you, I'd imagine, Brownie.
Brownie?
I don't think you're quite as bad as Bill.
Call me Brownie.
Yeah, good. I like it.
Brownie?
Yeah, that's nice.
Right, here we go. Buzz in when you can.
Scream your name out.
Adrian, but you got to go with Adrian.
Okay. Yo, Adrian!
And Scotty, you just go with them. Scotty. All right, here we go. In the West Coast and Melbourne game, how long did the fourth quarter go to the nearest minute?
Adrian! 59 minutes, Bill.
Well done, though. 59
minutes.
59 minutes and 28 seconds,
Jim. I had to commentate every second of it.
And you didn't get paid extra?
None.
Sucked in.
None.
It's wonder Brian was still there, actually.
Exactly. He might have downed tools, Bristle.
He might have been straight out.
All right.
Number two now, a bit of audio. Who is this?
For me, I am so grateful that, and it is tough, but I'm incredibly grateful.
A very emotional man after a bronze medal, boys.
Oh, I don't know.
Often seen walking down Clarendon Street.
Looking for.
Waving at people.
Free food. Got a big, big.
Head.
Head.
Five-time Olympian.
Wears his Australian tracksuit everywhere.
Five times.
Oh, what, boys?
Come on, boys. We can't give you any more. Basketball great in this country.
Adrian! I'll guess Andrew goes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we handed you that one, Adrian, so I'm not putting a tick down.
Oh, here. Good boy, Jim.
All right, come on.
Number three, against the Western Bulldogs, how many goals and how many kicks did Peter Wright have?
Adrian.
Yes, Adrian.
Scotty, where are you?
Yep. Oh, seven goals for sure, but I'll probably get maybe 10 kicks.
Oh, no.
Scotty?
There's one less, Scotty.
Nine.
Yeah!
I'm back.
He's back. Number four. Which former captain and number one draft pick is set to play 300th game this weekend?
Adrian.
Adrian.
Mark Murphy for the Carlton.
Whoa, she's a ring-a-ding-ding, 2-1.
Righto, here we are. Who am I? This is a big one.
Only 2-1 at the moment.
2-1. Oh, no, we haven't got too many more questions. You'll only give me a few. Yes, all right, Brabs. I'm just, they don't know that.
Bit of craft. Yeah, too.
Who am I?
Oh, no. Keep going.
Scotty?
Don't tip into it, Scotty.
Scotty, tip
seriously,
in.
Do not tip into it.
Scotty, who am I?
Billy Brown.
Yeah, Scotty, you've got it. Too old, Jim.
Go on.
Too old. Now, this who is the... I? Too old.
I'm not putting a tick next to that.
No, yes, too old, Jim. This is the big one.
What the hell?
Even though Adrian's been outstanding, yes. Scotty, the concrete has... He's got his gumboot stuck in the concrete. Who am I? I began my career at Brisbane. I'm often called Pudding Guts. After 204 games at Brisbane, I finally played my first finals game. I've played 54 games with Port Adelaide. I announced my retirement yesterday.
Adrian.
Adrian!
Well done! Old Pudding Guts, Tommy.
Man, who wears the biggest shorts?
Yep.
Since half.
They're big shorts.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse of Tokyo quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, we're what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today from the big sporting event in Japan?
This is a wrap, yes, and I want to hear it because you have been all over everything.
I have.
A bit.
Tokyo, Jim, has been our most successful Olympics ever.
That's it.
That's it.
That's your Olympic rap.
See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista. That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something that's got nothing to do with bloody Paris. So that's your rap.
Well, we can't. We only get 48 hours from your mob to use audio when... We've just ticked past it, Jim, so we can't go with anything. Anyway, most successful Olympics ever.
Spanish.
All right, then, wee-wee. I see you in wee-wee.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, we will see the Eiffel Tower a lot, Jim.
Oh, I reckon.
It was one of those in Tokyo. Yeah.
What?
It was a little one in Tokyo.
Well, I think the originals you'll find is in Paris.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe and the Champs-Élysées. That's what we'll be seeing, Jim. Jets going past with their three colours and all that crap. Anyway, it's only 3 years away.
All that crap. One of the great world cities. Anyway, that's as ordinary a rap as we've had.
Most successful Olympics ever for Australia.
Well, I hope your joke is better.
Probably not.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Right.
A man walks into a cafe for a coffee, Jim.
Yes.
Oh, no, he doesn't. We're in lockdown.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Just a stab to the abdomen.
No, Paddy.
With a pitchfork.
Yeah. Paddy was selling his pet python, Jim, on eBay. Some bloke rang up and said, "Is it big?" Paddy said, "It's massive." The bloke said, "How many feet?" He said, "None. It's a snake, you friggin' idiot."
Not bad. Bad accent, but not bad joke.
I liked it. Good joke. Good. Yeah, well done, Bill.
How many feet?
None. It's a friggin' snake, you idiot.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.